referenced the prosecution history, saying it supported your position, but didn't really cite to what prosecution history she was talking about. Am I right about that?
She referred to that same part of the file history where the distinction of Andreoli was made, I believe, Your Honor.
And so what helps you on this prosecution history? Because I think the sentence, and I think this was raised in the earlier argument with your friend, is it seems to me this goes quite in the direction of supporting the position they're taking on claim construction, right?
Your Honor,
I'm looking at A1403.
Her point and our point is the Andreoli reference was distinguished because he was using a constraint parameter search, not a heuristic search, and he used it in two ways. And when the applicant distinguished it there, they're distinguishing the type of searches being made. It has nothing to do with this question of each. And if I could just directly answer the each question, I think I can make it very simple.
Can you just tell me what about this quote that I'm looking at, the statement I'm looking at that supports the statement you just made?
Yes, Your Honor. If you look at the very top of A1403, Andreoli teaches that the processor can use the solution to a constraint satisfaction algorithm to formulate a search request and employ any appropriate combination of local and remote search operations. Andreoli does not describe that each of those search operations, that is the local and remote search operations just described about, employs a heuristic, a different heuristic algorithm, but the emphasis there is on heuristic because what he teaches is constraint satisfaction.
That? I mean, employs a different. Why can't we put the emphasis on different?
Well, and Your Honor,
that's what the claim language talks about.
And we have no objection to that. Let me just go straight to the claim language.
Okay.
Everyone agrees, and I think there's some confusion here. Each heuristic algorithm must be different. We agree with that. They agree with that. Judge Koh agrees with that. The question is, each heuristic algorithm of what subset of heuristic algorithms? The Samsung position is every heuristic algorithm in the device, that's page 4 of their brief, or in the apparatus, that's page 35 of their brief. Our position is each heuristic algorithm in a plurality of heuristic algorithms, that's the limitation of Claim 6. That's the difference between the parties. It's not.
But why isn't a plurality of heuristic algorithms, or heuristic modules, I'm sorry, why isn't the plurality of heuristic modules all of the heuristic modules?
Because, Your Honor, this is a comprising claim, not a consists of claim. If you look at the end of the preamble, it's a comprising claim.
Yes, but
moreover,
of course it's a comprising claim, but the language of the claim itself is a plurality of heuristic modules, which means two or more, right?
Correct.
That's a plurality. And so if the invention has 10 heuristic modules in it, why are all 10 of them the plurality of heuristic modules?
Because in the infringement analysis, Your Honor, we only need to show the minimum that if it has two, that is a plurality that have different heuristics, it infringes this patent. You don't ever get to the third one. It doesn't matter for infringement purposes.
And that's because the word comprising is used?
No, Your Honor, there's two different things there. The limitation is a plurality wherein each does these things. So the infringement happens once you get to two. And the reason that you don't look at the entire apparatus, which was, I believe, Judge Moore's first question, if I understood it correctly, is that this is it's an apparatus claim, but it's a comprising transition. Therefore, this is an included but not limited to. You can have more than one plurality. And, of course, the spec actually discloses multiple plurality implementations of the invention.
With different heuristic modules?
Your Honor,
it doesn't
say anything about what heuristics are being used, and there's a finite number of heuristics and an infinite number of modules, so common sense tells us that you could always repeat it. Nothing in the spec or the claim limits it in that way. It only is two or more that have different heuristics, the 604 patent claims, and it's undisputed that that's what this device does.
Well, not surprising.